in the morning and had a program, and they had me play there one day.
That's the only thing I
ever did do, except at home. But I practiced a lot on it, and what we were playing there at the Catholic Church was Ave Maria. You've heard that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty. And some of my folks were there, and I asked them, I said, was Sister Martha really trying to reassure me, or did I miss a note? And they said, no, I didn't miss. I went right along with the rest of them. I felt terrible. I said, I didn't mean to do that anymore. I was afraid that I'd ruined it. Well, I've been into all kinds of things, I reckon, one way or another. When I was in school in Murfreesboro, I sang alto. And when I was younger, I could sing soprano, but my voice, you can tell by my voice that I sing alto, if I sing anything. And so, Mrs. Saunders was the music teacher, and there were 300 of us in the room singing at the same time. She called on me to come up there and lead, and I was sitting over here with the alto girls. And she called me to come to lead the song. I went up there and I told her that I just sang alto. I couldn't. My voice won't go up to high soprano at all. And she says you can select three blind mice. You know, it starts off kind of low, and the three blind mice. And so I started out on three blind mice and kept time and lived that song and quivering the whole time, just scared as I could be. I don't know why I do, but it gets me. I tried to get out of it, but she didn't let me out.
Yeah.
But now, why I was nervous those two times, I don't know. Because I had been in plays all from the time I could say a little old speech, like Mama says I'm 6 years old, my daddy says I'm 7 9.
They don't care
how old me are. Just so I get to heaven. Stuff like that, you know. I said one time, I was just a little girl, and it was about preaching the bear. And they were having a program over at Antioch. That's the church over there, Methodist church. And they were having a program, and I had this great long reading about preaching the bear. And the preacher was a big, fat, red-faced man. And there were two fat women sitting by him, and I got to saying the poem was funny. I like the funny poems. So they were shaking those fat sides. I got tickled, and I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot my poem,
so I made it worse
than it was. And nobody, they just didn't know what's supposed to be. And when I got off there, Mom says, Cynthia, you didn't say it right. And I said, well, how did it sound? I forgot what to say, and I made it up. I said, old man made a push, and down went the preacher and did some briar bush. And that wasn't supposed to be in it at all. That's the way I finished it up. I've been in plays in all the schools I was ever in, and while I was in Murfreesboro, I was in three. And I don't know, just those two times I got nervous, though. I was out there by myself that time leading, you know, and I was nervous. 300 people sitting out there. And I was scared about my violin. But anyway, that's all in the past. I don't know what would make me nervous now.